This week on Art in the Air, we celebrate our third anniversary with Calumet region-born Nashville singer-songwriter who writes and performs songs that have a gothic western aesthetic, Kylie Connell, discussing both her personal and musical journey with the release of her new LP, Calumet Queen, on November 12th. Our spotlight is on Laura Fosberg discussing the fall exhibits at Lebesnik Center for the Arts.
Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the air our way. Express yourself through art and show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.
Welcome. You're listening to Art on the Air on WVLP 103.1 FM and Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, our weekly program covering arts and arts events throughout Northwest Indiana and beyond. I'm Larry Breckner of New Perspectives Photography, right alongside here with Esther Golden of The Nest in Michigan City.
Aloha, everyone.
We're your hosts for Art on the Air. Art on the Air is supported by an Indiana Arts Commission Arts Project grant through South Shore Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts. Art on the Air streams live at WVLP.org and is rebroadcast on Monday at 5 p.m., plus is also heard on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, every Sunday at 7 p.m., also streaming live at lakeshorepublicradio.org, and is available on Lakeshore Public Radio's website as a podcast. Our spotlight interviews are also heard Wednesdays on Lakeshore Public Radio. Information about Art on the Air is available at our website, breck.com/AOTA. That's Breck, BRECH.com/AOTA. That includes a complete show archive, spotlight interviews, plus our show is available on multiple podcast platforms, including NPR One. Please like us on Facebook, Art on the Air, WVLP, for information about upcoming shows and interviews. I'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight someone who's been with us before, Laura Fosberg, who's the Exhibitions Director for the Lebesnik Center for the Arts, and she's going to bring us up to date on what's going on at Lebesnik. Laura, welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much, Larry. It's great to be here again.
Aloha, Laura.
I just wanted to let you know about what's happening this fall. We have a new exhibition that's opening October 25th. It runs through February 25th. And the opening reception is November 5th. That's the first Friday in November. The show is titled Nature Now. And it's very much about how artists respond to nature. It's not about global warming or anything like that. It's really about how artists personally use or are inspired by nature in their own work. So there's lots of different perspectives. There's lots of different mediums. There's photography, sculpture, painting, collage, ceramics. Did I say photography?
Yes, you did. Well, then you have it twice. That's, you know, as a photographer, I'm happy about that.
Well, there are two photographers in the show, so it's good that I said it twice. But all of them are responding to nature in their own lives, either through their memories or through something that's happening now, or their impressions of nature, or how it's inspired them. So it's a really incredibly diverse show, and I think it's going to be very impactful just to have this sort of personal notion about nature as opposed to this sort of top-down idea about nature.
Now, you have several artists involved. Tell us about some of them.
Well, we have Doug Fogelson, who will start with photography, since you're a photographer. Doug is making these really interesting photographs. So he uses traditional photography, not digital. He's printing in the darkroom color photographs of nature, never with any figures in them, just pure nature photographs. And then after they're developed and printed, he abuses them with chemicals. He soaks them and douses them. And the chemicals wreak havoc on the photographs, as you would imagine. And the layers of pigment peel back in the most interesting ways. And the chemicals that he's using to abuse the photographs are the everyday chemicals that we use in our homes to clean our houses. So it's very much a commentary on us and what we do and how we do or do not respect nature. But I have to tell you, I've never seen photographs that look like these. And even though they are destroyed, they are absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I saw those. They really are great.
So about the other artists in the exhibit, as I was looking through all of their work, there are so many that are very reminiscent of your work, especially Holly Greenberg. Do you know all of these people? Did you know any of these other artists before you put the call out to artists? And the second part of that question is, for this exhibit or others, do you put a call out? Is it people that you personally know, and is it curated, or are they juried in by committee or by you?
Ah, great questions, Esther. Thank you so much. I don't jury any shows. I just pick and choose. So as you know, I'm an artist and I have not been a curator before this job. So I kind of have to fly by the seat of my pants and sort of make it up as I go along. And yes, a lot of the artists I know, and that is kind of how I curate. I think of all the artists that I really love and would like to show, and then somehow to try to fit them all together in one show. So yes, I am great friends with Holly Greenberg. She's actually one of my best friends in this world. And I also know Tom Van Endy and Doug Fogelson, but there's others that I don't know. I've never met Herman Aguirre, Krista Donner. I know of her work, but I don't know her. And Stacey Lee Gee, I've never met. So it's a little bit of both. It's mostly about the artwork and how it fits in with an overarching idea and how it makes the show more dynamic. So that's kind of how I curate.
We only have about a minute left here. So tell us about a couple other things going on and then how to find Lebesnik and how long the exhibit's running and when you're going to do your gallery talk.
Ah, great. So the show runs again from October 25th to February 25th, opening reception November 5th, first Friday. I'm going to do the gallery talk the following weekend on that Saturday at 11 a.m. And some other things that are going around the Lubesnik Center is Nancy Moldenhauer's father's work will be in the NIPSCO Education Galleries. He was a painter that painted the dunes, and he was a local guy. And his work has never really been shown before, but it's really quite good, and they're very hyper-local paintings. And I thought it would be really fun to show someone who has had such an impact on our community as Nancy has, and how her dad recorded everything. So that'll be fun to see, too, and that opens and closes at the same time.
Okay, well, that's Laura Fosberg, Exhibition Director for Lebesnik Center for the Arts. Thank you for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Hi, Larry. This is Linda Skidmore.
This is Gail Brown.
This is Jessica Mitros, and we're with String of Pearls, and we want to say...
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
You're listening to Art on the Air, WVLP 103.1 FM, and on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. And we'd like to welcome to Art on the Air, Kylie Connell. She's a Nashville singer-songwriter with Rust Belt roots. She writes and performs songs that, well, have kind of a gothic Western aesthetic, very inventive and creative. She hails from Hammond, Indiana, so the region is in her blood. She's now based in Nashville, Tennessee, and her music might be described as sort of an Americana, but it blends some Southern charm in there. And we're going to talk about her new LP called Kylie McQueen. Kylie, welcome to Art on the Air.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Aloha, welcome.
So we'd like to just talk about your background. Coming from the region, and since the show is based in the region, even though we'll go out nationwide, tell us a little about your background growing up in Northwest Indiana, and specifically Hammond.
Okay, so born and raised Hammond, Indiana, you know, album titled Calumet Queen because River was right up the road from my house. So that was a big part of my childhood, kind of playing around over there. Went to St. Thomas More in Munster, Indiana. And then around middle school, my parents moved out to Crown Point. And then we were there throughout high school. I graduated Crown Point High School. went away for a little while, went to college in Central Missouri, Stevens College, Columbia, Missouri. It's like same area as Mizzou, if you know, Big 10 or Big 12 school. I always forget.
Hard to keep track.
Yeah. And went there, did theater. I did theater professionally for a while. And then I just ultimately decided to focus more on music and songwriting. And I came out here to watch one of my friends actually from college playing in a writer's round. And man, that had to have been like 9 or 10 years ago now at this point. And when I saw her playing in the round with all of these other songwriters and saw just the amount of respect and the way that people were listening, I just kind of knew that this is where I needed to be. So about 8.5 years ago, I finally made the move. And the rest is history. I've just kind of been working on making a cohesive album that I was proud of. And, you know, out fell Calumet Queen.
So what was your high school time like musically? Did you participate?
I did. So basically, that's another big chunk, I guess, that I left out. Sometimes when we're trying to skim through, we leave things out, right? I always was in competitive choir. So when I was younger, I was in Northwest Indiana Youth Chorus. And we even competed in a worldwide competition in Des Moines, Iowa, where they had choirs from all over the world, like China, Caracas, Venezuela, Czech Republic, Finland. It was an incredible experience, honestly, for a 9-year-old girl. And then after that, I was in South Lake Children's Choir. And I was always throughout high school in choir and theater and all of those things. It's always been a really big part of my life, actually, is just singing with other groups of people and collaborating musically. Just really does something for me, you know.
What kind of shows did you perform in theater?
So, high school, I guess you could say, was my first real experience with it. And freshman year, we did How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. So I was in the chorus for that. And funny enough, I was really resistant to doing theater for a long time because it was what my mom did.
And by way of disclosure, your mom and I worked together in theater. So,
yeah. And my mom was really good at it. But, you know, it's one of those things where you want to do your own thing. And when I was growing up, I was actually really more of an athlete. I always was doing different sports. And it was on swim team freshman year that all of the swimmers had convinced me to audition for How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And so then I was in the chorus of that. And then sophomore year, we did West Side Story. And I was Consuela, the blonde Puerto Rican.
Oh, there you go.
And, oh man, we did Fiddler after that, but I was also doing shows at Toll Theater in Hammond. So I did Parade, which was the state premiere of that show.
Right.
And then, I got to be Iola Stover in that show, which she's the one who sings the big, like, He'll Call My Name number, you know, before the big reveal of Leo Frank or the dream sequence. And then I did Man of La Mancha and Heartbeats. So those were kind of the big shows that got me going, I guess, theater wise, like in high school.
And you said post high school, you did some shows too, right?
Yeah. Cause I majored in theater as well in college. So in college I did, the first show we did was Stepping Out, and I was an understudy in Stepping Out, which is really more of a play. And then we did Fiorello was our musical that year. And I had like a couple small parts like Mrs. Pomerantz and all of these, you know, essentially your ensemble, but you're doing all of these other little roles. And then, man, it's so hard to remember. It's so hard to go back and remember. Then we did actually one of my favorite shows I got to do was the Laramie Project in college. And then after that, I did come back and do theater professionally at, it's a theater in Michigan City, Canterbury.
Oh, yeah. Canterbury.
Yeah. Yeah. So that summer I did Prisoner of Second Avenue, Spitfire Grill, Grand Night for Singing, and Marvelous Wonderettes. I'm also leaving out A, My Name is Alice, which was one of my favorite shows ever. But it was so much fun to do a show with all these other women and collaborate. But
so theater doesn't necessarily give you the opportunity to add your own style. So I want to get back to your voice, especially like in high school. So do you, could, if you can compare your voice now, because I have to say you have such complete and pristine control of your voice and such gorgeous phrasing, just beautiful phrasing. So did you have that back in high school, or is this something, and you know, I know everything's a growth process, but could you see the germ of it then?
So I would say yes, but it is really interesting to go back and listen to old recordings of yourself, because there are so many things that I guess I hadn't really discovered and hadn't really had the opportunity, like you said, the same freedom. Because when you're doing theater, you know, you're telling the story, you're trying to tell the story the way that it's composed and the way that they want it told, you know?
Yeah, totally, completely what they expect and what the audience expects to hear.
Exactly. And sometimes you don't really have the freedom and opportunity to kind of make it your own, you know? So it is really interesting. I feel like over time, listening to more roots music, and obviously like Patsy Cline has always been a huge influence to me ever since the time I was a little girl. She was able to do things with her voice that, and I mean, you know, like nobody can touch her.
Everybody knows.
She's amazing. And I found myself, and it's interesting because I've actually read interviews of Brandi Carlile where she says the same thing. And she also talks about Patsy Cline. And so it's funny that both of us have that influence. But back in the day, microphones were not designed the same way that they are now. So when somebody was singing with a lot of power, it would kind of do this slight distortion thing. And what I've discovered is that I try to create that slight distortion quality with just my vocal, because nowadays a microphone doesn't do that. You kind of have to do it on your own, you know? So it's having more freedom to truly tell my own stories and write my own music, and the way that I'm using my voice to tell them has been a really, really great and interesting process. And I really appreciate you saying that about my phrasing and everything, because I'm so conscious of that. So the fact that you picked up on that really means a lot to me. I appreciate
that. I mean, I've listened to it over and over now. I really, really like the album, and listening to the lyrics, you know, it's so interesting because I don't feel guided or manipulated to feel something. It's like listening to a friend talking about an experience. And it kind of reminds me of a John Prine phrase, just give me one thing that I can hold on to, you know? And so you're, and not everybody writes songs drawn completely from experience, you know, there's that squishy sort of other thing, but I really feel like you're addressing issues and situations that you've had. So it really brings you deeper into the music. So how do you write? Does it come in one cathartic fell swoop, or is it a phrase that you then ponder for a while?
I guess I'd say it's a bit of both, to be honest. A lot of times I'll get this phrase stuck in my head that I kind of think like, okay, well, how does that apply to me? Or like, what's going on in my life? Or some of it is very cathartic, like songs like Blues That Really Burn and Disappear are straight from my experience struggling with depression and anxiety. And I wrote Disappear when I had a panic attack and had never had one before and really thought I was dying. You know?
It sounds, I mean, that phrase and disappear alone in this unforgiving tomb is just that. It's a panic attack. It's you know, yeah.
Well, we'd like to start talking about some of your music specifically, and you have a new LP that's going to drop in November, and it's Calumet Queen. So tell us a little about that, and then we're going to listen to the title track. So set that up for us, Kylie. Tell us a little about the album and then that song, just briefly, and then we'll take a listen to it.
All right. So the album really is truly a set of stories and I guess kind of like confessional tracks for myself and things that I've observed in others. And I wanted Calumet Queen specifically to be an album about everything that everyone struggles with on a daily basis, just the everyday traumas, depression, anxiety, panic attack. I wrote one of the songs about a woman who I met at a cafe who was working there, rehabilitated out of a life of prostitution and drug abuse, you know, and her recovery from that. And just the fact that you don't know what everyone else is going through. And the track Calumet Queen specifically is about how you have all of these things that you've gone through and overcoming it and coming out the other side stronger and better than ever before.
Okay, well, let's take a listen to Calumet Queen, title track on the album.
Born and raised next to muddy river banks up in Hammond, Indiana. To my hometown I give thanks. Grew up fast, was raised by two life-loving fools. They fell in love a little later on. They were breaking all the rules. She's got mud running through her veins. She's got a soul so old you'd be amazed. Hey!
That was Calumet Queen on the Calumet Queen album, Kylie Connell. Great song. And one thing I want to know about is, briefly, with Calumet, those of us in Northwest Indiana understand that, does that affect your roots in the songs at all?
I think so, because a lot of the things that I observed in the region absolutely had an effect on who I became and the type of writer that I am. Very observational, and I typically tend to dig in deep. And I also don't judge a book by a cover, because we all know in the region that things are not always as they seem.
That's true. Well, the next cut on the album we'd like to listen to is The Blues Really Burn. Tell us a little about that and we'll take a listen.
The Blues That Really Burn is my personal confessional track about my struggles with anxiety and depression.
Very good. Well, let's take a listen to it. The Blues Really Burn off the Calumet Queen album, Kylie Connell.
Think I'll take another Paxil before I crawl back in the bed. Pull that same old musky t-shirt over my troubled head. Seems I spend every waking moment tucked in my bed fast asleep. But it's been 4 months since I had a dream. Just slip right through my fingers, and not a moment seems to linger. Any second things could crumble under me. When will I reclaim the strength I fought so hard to earn? When will I be the woman I once was? When will I see the state I'm
And from the Calumet Queen LP coming out November 12th everywhere, The Blues Really Burn. Very beautiful, Kylie. It's a wonderful piece. You're listening to Art in the Air with Kylie Connell on WVLP 103.1 FM and on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM.
You can feel the struggle in it. Like, when will I be the woman I once was? For me, it's the goal is now, who will I be now? You know, mm-hmm. because you kind of have to release that who I was. And I don't know if you find that true as well. I mean, now that you've written, you've written it so beautifully. But so I guess my main question is then, if with depression, what does the song, are you able to learn from that, or does it help with, is it sort of like talk therapy then for you?
I'd say it's definitely talk therapy. I wrote that song kind of when I had felt myself slipping into another depression. And the first time that I went through a really dark bout with depression was actually when I was in college. And I don't think I realized really what was happening. I was so, so tired all the time and just like couldn't get out of bed. And it wasn't because I didn't want to, it was because I physically could not. Mm-hmm. And it's just like how heavy everything feels, you know? And it's, for me, when I wrote that song, it was really just, I wanted to talk to people who had been through what I was going through and let them know that they're not alone, you know? And sometimes that's all that it takes, is just knowing that you're not a freak, you know? Everybody goes through things like this, and it's okay to say, you know what, I'm not okay, and I might need some help with this.
It's so true, because depression is not the blues, and a panic attack is not butterflies, you mm-hmm. know? It's a very different thing.
You know, one of the songs I like, Kylie, was the Corner Cafe. You mentioned things like I-90 and things like that, which are familiar to the region people. Tell us a little about that, and we'll take a quick listen to that also.
So, Caroline's Corner Cafe. I wrote that song actually after I had helped a friend of mine move from central Missouri back to Los Angeles. And we were driving all the way through, and we were actually out in Utah. And we're looking out at the Salt Lake. I just kept thinking, I'm such a diner person, right? I love to just go and have my crappy cup of coffee and greasy eggs and just people watch. And I kept thinking, wouldn't it be amazing if there was a cafe here? And so basically what I did is I wrote a song about a cafe that I wished was there.
And there are quite a few Carolina cafes, though, along that route. So I.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So we did get to enjoy some of that, like in Tahoe when we drove through there. I think we went to a place called Ernie's that was really cool. Lots of local people hanging out there. But yeah, I've always had a fondness for places like that. I think it's closed now, but. What was the place? Was it in Hammond or Calumet City that was like, they had really, really good French toast and stuff? Do you know what I'm talking about?
You know, I don't know.
What was it? And what was it? Man, I hate when I can't remember.
That's okay.
But my parents used to take me there all the time after church and stuff.
I said, I guess all of us have like a Caroline's Corner Cafe somewhere, whether it be Chatterbox in Merrillville or all over. But tell you what, let's listen to your journey in Caroline's Corner Cafe from the Kylie McQueen album, Kylie Connell.
There's a neon sign flashing open 24 hours a day, half a mile south of I-90. On the edge of the Great Salt Lake, coffee and conversations always brewing inside. The kind of place where anyone's welcome anytime, day or night. You don't picture of John Wayne on a wagon. straight and the cowboy rides away. And the bar counter's clean, but it's scarred, scratched out, cut up, and mud marked from the long haul truck drivers and local all-nighters. It kept judge and a lawyer and a preacher discussing the latest case. Who's gonna walk and who's gonna talk while the preacher prays for their souls? Well, they all know Miss Caroline. She some for the company to Caroline's Corner Cafe.
Caroline's Corner Cafe from the Calumet Queen LP, dropping November 12th everywhere. Kylie Connell, the beautiful song, and I think that it's such a nice road trip piece that takes you on a journey with you.
I actually think it's the start, or it's the complete, it's a movie. It really is a movie. It would be such a charming, charming movie.
So, I wish. Maybe one day.
Okay, a video short then.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'd be longer than a short. There's a lot happening in towns, small towns. So I'm interested, like reading your lyrics and then hearing your interpretation of them, how do you hear your lyrics? Like when you write down that sentence or that phrase, do you hear it how you're going to sing it?
Well, it's really interesting that you should say that, because so in Nashville we do a lot of co-writing as well, and the last time I went in for a co-write, I think people were surprised that I do both of them at the same time. I'm one of the few people who has to write my melody as I'm writing my lyrics, because it has to make sense for me. You know what I mean? Because if you don't know how you can phrase it and make it pleasing and still effective, then I don't think that that's effective songwriting, at least not for me.
Yeah, my daughter's the same way. Yeah.
Well, we're about ready to wrap up. We want to have a couple things. We want you to tell us about how people can find you online, on the internet, all those types of things. So tell us about that, and then we'll set up the last song, Disappear.
All right. So online, I'm on all of the social media, Facebook, Instagram. I have a TikTok, even though I have no idea how to use it. So probably not the best place to find me. But I have a website. You can look on any of those outlets and you'll find all of my information about every release and everything you need to know.
Very good. So that's KylieConnell.com, and you can find her on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. She's going to release Calumet Queen. It's actually going to be on SoundCloud September 16th, I think, your first title track. The whole album releases November 12th everywhere. Tell us real briefly about Disappear, and then we'll take a listen to that.
Disappear was... I wrote it with my friend John after I had a panic attack, and I had never had one before. And it just really was what it felt like to feel like you're dying and feel like you're alone. And then, you know, somebody comes and helps you get through it, and you're not expecting it. And it's everything that you would say to your loved ones, and just the thought that ultimately, are you actually afraid of death, or are you afraid of your memory dying and that not being passed on?
Well, we're going to wrap up the show with Disappear after this. That's Kylie Connell with the Calumet Queen album, and here is Disappear. Thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air, Kylie.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Going room to room, grasping for the door, in a house I couldn't recognize anymore. Afraid that I'm alone in this unforgiving tomb, surrounded by a darkness I didn't think would come so soon. If I could trust my eyes to open, I'd pray for help that never comes. And all the while my heart was pounding out the sound of funeral drums. So sweet Jesus, if you hear me through the smoke that fills the air, turn my wine into water and hear my final prayer. Give my face to my mother when she sees the morning sun. Give my feet to my lover who's been 5 years on the run. Send my voice in the wind for my father to hear. I'm not afraid to die, I'm afraid to disappear. And the floor gave away to embers, tossed me out to open seas without a moment to remember what it brought me to my knees. Now I'm crying out for mercy as I wrestle with my fears, and I'm feeling oh so thirsty as I'm drowning in my tears. Give my face to my mother when she sees the morning sun. Give my feet to my lover who's been 5 years on the run. Send my voice in the wind for my father to hear. I'm not afraid to die, I'm afraid to disappear. Ooh. Just as I could feel my soul beginning to go numb, I let out my final sigh, knowing that my time had come. Dark gave way to light, and I was facing two blue eyes, awoken by my name and a voice I recognize. And you held me like a treasure as you gently laid me down, and your kiss upon my head was like a jewel upon my crown. And you swore we'd be together from here out till by and by, and the prayer I uttered
I'm afraid to disappear.
You're listening to Art in the Air with Kylie Connell on WVLP 103.1 FM and on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. We continue listening to Kylie Connell's Calumet Queen album with Nobody's Business But Mine.
It's midnight in Memphis, and I'm glued to this bar stool. All afternoon I've been listening to blues to forget about mine. If I keep on drinking like this, I'll find out where the bottom is, and I'll get the answers I need. By the time that this glass is emptied, so if it looks like I've been pulled through the ringer, spend days on a friend's couch, too lost to find myself, and too stoned to stand. I've been preached it on church steps till I nearly went deaf, but I know Jesus, hey, I know Jesus, and he knows my kind. So if it looks like I've been pulled through the
put a man.
mind.
We continue listening to Kylie Connell's Calumet Queen album with Clear My Mind. From the Calumet Queen LP, dropping November 12th everywhere, Kylie Connell. Help.
Greetings from Billy and Renee Foster.
We are musicians, jazz radio show hosts, and advocates for the arts.
Congratulations
to Art on the Air and its dedicated host, Larry Breckner and Esther Golden.
We want to thank you for this outstanding program and exceptional service to our arts community.
No better way to stay informed as to what's happening in the arts than to listen to this informative show.
Not only do we get the information, but the opportunity to listen to the thoughts of the artists themselves.
We wish you many wonderful years of success.
And as we say on the Billy Foster Jazz Zone,
Don't let what you can't do stop you from doing what you can.
You've been listening to Art in the Air, and we'd like to thank our guests this week on WVLP 103.1 FM and Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, our weekly program covering arts and arts events throughout Northwest Indiana and beyond. Art in the Air is heard every Friday at 11 a.m. and rebroadcast Monday at 5 p.m. on WVLP. Art in the Air streams live at WVLP.org and is rebroadcast on Monday at 5 p.m., plus is also heard on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, every Sunday at 7 p.m., also streaming live at lakeshorepublicradio.org, and is available on Lakeshore Public Radio's website as a podcast. Our spotlight interviews are also heard Wednesdays on Lakeshore Public Radio. Thanks again to Greg Kovach, WVLP station manager, and Tom Maloney, vice president of radio operations for Lakeshore Public Radio. Our theme music is by Billy Foster, with a vocal by Renee Foster. Art in the Air is supported by an Indiana Arts Commission Arts Project Grant and the National Endowment for the Arts. Underwriters for Art in the Air, Walt Breidinger of Paragon Investments, and Mary LeVan, Arts Patron. Art in the Air is always looking for financial support. We'd like to thank our current supporters. If you're looking to support Art in the Air, Esther and I especially would invite you to become an underwriter of this program in particular. We have information on our website at breck.com/AOTA. You can find out support information there. So don't just be an Art on the Air listener. Become a supporter or underwriter in whatever amount you're able to do so we continue to bring you great content and this great local programming. And like I say every week, don't give till it hurts. Give till it feels good. And you'll feel so good about supporting Art on the Air. Information about Art on the Air is available at our website, breck.com/AOTA. That's breck, BRECH.com/AOTA. That includes a complete show archive, spotlight interviews, plus our show is available on multiple podcast platforms, including NPR One. Please like us on Facebook, Art on the Air, WVLP, for information about upcoming shows and interviews. If you're interested in being a guest or sending us information about your arts, arts-related event, or exhibit, please email us at aota@breck.com. That's aota@breck, BRECH.com, or contact us through our Facebook page. Your hosts were Larry Breckner and Esther Golden, and we invite you back next week for another episode of Art on the Air.
Aloha, everyone. Have a splendid week.
Express yourself through art. And show the world your heart. Express yourself through art. And show the world your heart. You're in the know with Esther and Larry. Art on the Air today. Stay in the know with Larry and Esther. Art on the Air our way. Express yourself through art. And show the world your heart. Express yourself through art and show the world.